Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, it's Mike Hawk. Join me every Thursday at 1 p.m. exclusively on the Odyssey app as we go live with Odyssey. Join in on the action as we cover interesting facts, top 10 lists, and some fun new games. Follow the Men's Room page on the Odyssey app and join in all the fun Thursday afternoons at 1.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose, and all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
And away we go. Welcome to season 18, episode number 3898. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill, the Ted Smith, and Mike Hawk.
Come on.
Montgomery! And you are in the Men's Room. Let's have today the return of Who Sucks Less. We will play Profile This, plus headlines, the Men's Room Shout of the Day, fun with listener emails, and everyone's favorite, TV Time with Tick.
Click, clack.
Dragon to drunk.
All right, here we go. Authorities foil inmate's plan of escaping from a Florida jail and returning to his castle in France. Meanwhile, a landlord sets his own building on fire while blaring, "We did not start the fire. Now, everybody, let's dance." Selling brass knuckles to Californians cost Walmart $500,000 in cash. Florida man shows up naked at home showing off his pelvic rash. And an inmate tunnels into his neighbor's cell just to stab the guy. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, unless you're passing a kidney stone or have severe diarrhea, relieving yourself should be a pretty mundane and routine exercise. But it should be. Unfortunately, that's not always the case. A man at a bar in Florida, he had to pee, as is pretty common at a bar. Well, he decided that the line was too long, so he went outside to pee in a lake behind the establishment and promptly had his arm torn off by an alligator. Not to be outdone, a woman in Alaska, she sat on the toilet, and before she could even begin her business, she was attacked by a bear. The bear bit her on the ass while she was on the toilet. A local fish and game biologist said it was, quote, very unusual. Hey, thanks, bud. We'd have never guessed that being attacked on the toilet by a bear was unusual. Now we all know. A Texas family, they were not attacked by an animal on the toilet. Instead, they found an animal, a rattlesnake, Ted, in their toilet. But Ted, you'll like the ending. Mama said to the kid, go outside and get a shovel. Well, the rattlesnake, no longer on this planet. But it kind of got worse from there. But like we said, going to the bathroom should not be an adventure. But sometimes it is. And sometimes that adventure, well, it's by choice. For example, in Louisiana, a 12-year-old kid attempted to burn down his school. He didn't use gasoline and a match or any other traditional incendiary device. No, he peed on an electrical outlet. And he did manage to start a small fire, but it was doused out with a fire extinguisher. So maybe you're asking yourself, what is wrong with this kid? Well, frankly, We don't know. But probably the same thing that's wrong with the Louisiana adult who peed in a man's milk. Now, trust me when I tell you, we've got stories, and we're betting that you do today. And that brings us to today's question. What was your most memorable bathroom experience?
Be part of the Big Show. Call 206-803-ROCK. Like the Men's Room on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live, and send those emails to themensroom@kisw.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
History rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9.
KISW. Oh, Patrol is the way we go. Welcome to season 18, episode number 3898. What a large and recharge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat. Exciting return of Who Sucks Less. I don't know how you do it, Steve. You find people in the news doing bad things. You bring us three stories every single week. It's up to us to determine, out of the three, which one sucks the least. How are we looking this week on Who Sucks Less?
It's annoying. Just annoying. That's all it is. The audacity of people, right? They're not the worst people in the world, but okay. You just want to slap them.
All right. Return of Who Sucks Less coming up. And as we do every through Monday through Friday, more Men's Room with a Men's Room Happy Hour. Exclusively on the Odyssey app. If you don't have the Odyssey app, download it now. It's absolutely free. Search for the Men's Room page. There you will find the Men's Room Happy Hour channel. We have a bonus feature for you today. Now, normally, and we will do it tomorrow, we'll play a little Dirty Big Dummy.
Mm-hmm.
But we have a bonus round of Dirty Big Dummy on tap for you on today's Men's Room Happy Hour. The category, racehorses.
Mm-hmm.
We will cover the world of racehorsing. What All do right. you name your racehorse? One of these is not the name of an actual racehorse. There is, on your knees.
Mm-hmm.
Datemore Miners. Is that the name of an actual horse? You would be surprised in the horse racing world, the names that are given to horses.
Mm. What we figured out is if you think they're going to compete nationally, Triple Crown, you give them a less offensive name. If you just own a horse that you can put in a race, people name it damn near anything. It is amazing.
I honestly cannot give you any. Magic Carpet Burns.
Oh, no.
Bunny Killer. Is that an actual horse? So, Dirty Big Dummy coming up. A little bonus edition of that on today's Men's Room Happy Hour. If you don't have the Odyssey app, by the way, download it now. It's absolutely free. Get on that Men's Room page and be sure to sign in because you have a chance to win tickets to, I believe, Avenged Sevenfold every hour that you listen, either to the show, the Happy Hour, any of the podcasts. And today on the question, your most memorable bathroom experience. This one is a doozy. For a guy who just lost part of his arm to an alligator, Jordan Rivera. Rivera has a remarkably good attitude. The 23-year-old was at the Bandito's Bar in Port Charlotte, Florida. Early Sunday, when he had to go to the bathroom, the lines for the bathroom were long. So Rivera tells the station he decided to heed the call of nature in a pond behind the drinking establishment. I either tripped or the ground below me kind of just went down. But either way, I ended up in the water, and that is literally the last thing that I remember. Well, a rep for the Charlotte County Fire and EMS told NBC the crew members responded to calls of an alligator attack around 1:40 a.m. in the morning, and that the responding crew treated a patient who had an above-the-elbow amputation of his right arm. The spokesperson says Rivera, whose arm had been put in a tourniquet, applied by witnesses before first responders arrived, was in decent condition. A rep for the state's Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission says trappers did find the 2.5-foot gator and they euthanized it.
2.5 foot?
10.5.
Oh, 10. Okay. All right.
Sorry.
It's like, damn.
When he woke up.
Tiny little fellow.
I know. I was like, damn it. That thing is crazy.
No, he's 10.5 feet long. When he woke up, a disoriented Rivera was in the hospital. I looked over and I saw my arm the way it was. And I was like, whoa. It kind of feels like my arm is just there, but not there. Although he says what happened to him is almost out of a movie, he's grateful to be alive and taking the partial loss of his limb in good stride. I did not lose my life. I lost an arm. They got my elbow, so I don't have an elbow, but it's not the end of the world.
He is pretty chill about it, all things considered.
Well, the actual video, which is available.
Oh, there's a video.
Of responders right. coming to his aid. Well, the first people who got there. He is he's definitely in some type of shock. He's also still screaming. The reason that the patrons went out there is because they could hear his screams from the pond.
Okay.
So although he does not remember anything but falling, there was definitely a lot more to it. And he was very much conscious. At least he wasn't conscious of what was going on. But he was still at that time conscious of what was going on.
Sure, I got you.
He might have blacked out or whatever the deal was while it was happening, but he was still screaming. He was still fighting. He was still trying to swim back to shore and crawl his way out of the pond. Once the alligator ripped his arm off, he was able to get back to the shore.
Well, yeah, because the alligator is now occupied. You know, it's got something to eat.
He's got a snack.
Doesn't need the rest of it. Look, if you met this guy 10 years from now and you did not know that story, you sat down next to him in a bar, and you got around, what happened to your arm? Even if he told you the truth, I wouldn't believe him. Like, I would laugh when he first tells the story. He'd say, hey, man, I was taking a leak behind a bar. Alligator ripped my arm off. There's no chance I'd believe it. I'd laugh because I think you're cracking a joke.
I think I would believe him when he told me where he was.
I think when he got to that point. But if he started with, I was taking a leak outside, alligator ripped my arm off, I'd laugh, I'd chuckle, like, no, seriously, man, what happened? I would not believe him.
Now we head to Pennsylvania. Have you ever had a bad day, been sick of people? Sure, yeah, we all have.
In Pennsylvania? Sure. Yeah.
Have you ever had one of those bad days and maybe just decided to pee all over someone else's stuff?
In Pennsylvania? Sure.
That's what separates most of us from Roger Young, the owner of Young's Pest Control. The 67-year-old Pennsylvania man was caught on camera taking his bad day outs on the living room of one of his customers. The video shows Young, who allegedly admitted to the incident, chasing a cat around his customer's apartment before deciding to urinate all over the living room floor. He is seen peeing on the floor, the couch, and a kid's toy box before noticing the camera on the wall. Young had been hired to spray pesticides in the apartment. The manager of Haida Village Apartments told police at Young's Pest Control they've been using their services for all their pest control needs. There haven't been any other reports of Young dispersing his own special pesticide in any of the other apartments. He has denied doing that, claiming this was the only time that he covered a customer's living room in pee. Although there's no way of really knowing that's for sure, the family whose living room he did pee in made the discovery by accident. They just happened to look back through their surveillance video a couple days after the incident. As a result of the video, the police department filed charges against Young. He was charged with criminal mischief and disorderly conduct. When asked why, he decided to urinate in the family's living room. Here's his answer. I was having a bad day, and I'm sick of people. Police noted the family spent over $4,000 replacing carpet, the couch, and other items that Mr. Young there had urinated on.
I mean, I've had bad days, man. Good Lord.
I guess I technically or generally don't take it out on other people.
Yeah, I mean, if I'm having a bad day and I'm mad at you, maybe I pee on your stuff, but yeah, not just a random person's house.
Even if I'm Kurt and I realize, I'm like, man, I'm sorry. I'm just having one of those days.
Yeah.
I apologize and just say, hey, I didn't mean to come across that way.
I'd like to see the video that they said, because the way you just put it in that story, he peed around the house until he noticed the camera. That means that awkward moment you see him lock eyes with the camera, his mouth probably popped open. Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, just, oh, no.
Mm-hmm. Those are always good when you see people catch themselves in the camera.
Yeah, once they realize they're on camera, it's like, things have changed.
That also that just seems crazy. Like, and look, sometimes you have bad days at work, right?
No doubt.
Look, I'll be dead honest with you. Our job's not fun. There's some days you're just not in a good mood, but, like, you can't not talk. Right? But you also, like, I wouldn't sit around here and destroy stuff. I'd wait to get home and just be miserable.
Right, go home and punch a pillow. I would not think to myself, you know what, man, I am pissed off at work. Let's go to a hotel, babe. Why? I just want to pee on the room. Everything.
Right,
everything.
Or just, right, like, yeah, I don't know, I'm going to go down to Castle's office and pee in there. Like, what?
A lot of people thought this was a joke at first, but apparently it is a real thing. Someone sent a letter to Slate.com's parenting advice column asking why parents are now encouraging their little kids to poop outside. They said they keep seeing it in public parks and playgrounds, but no, they're not just going on the ground. They said parents are bringing, quote, little portable toilet bowls for their children to use. They set them up under the trees, within feet of playgrounds and picnic areas, so their kids can use them instead of public restrooms. They said it seems kind of gross, but because there's no sink, then they just go back to the playground and spread germs everywhere. So is this something that's actually common these days, according to Slate.com? Yes. He actually shamed the person for complaining. He claims it's always been a thing. He thinks it might just be more common now because more parents are doing it because of the COVID pandemic and public bathrooms were a lot of the times closed. He said parents don't care if they're making random childless people uncomfortable, adding, quote, seems like the people who take issue with this are the same ones that have problems with moms breastfeeding in public.
I think it's a little different, dog. Look, I've got kids. I don't want to watch your kid poop. You know what I mean? Take them to the freaking bathroom. Let them poop their pants. That's all. I mean, generally speaking, the only thing I see pooping outdoors are people on Third Avenue and animals. Right? And it's just kind of understood because animals don't know what else
Every
to do.
Every once in a while, someone in an alley.
I mean, look, sometimes you got to go. I get it. But I never encourage my kid.
What about with potty training?
Potty training? You still want your kid to tell you have to go to the bathroom. I mean, I understand in theory you don't want them to do it in their pants. I do get that. But still, part of the whole thing, part of the whole, hey, we live in a society, is right. Now that you know you got to poop, now you got to find a bathroom. And if you can't find a bathroom, most of us, look, I pooped outdoors, right? It's not that, but not next to a playground, not next to your local Wendy's. I mean, like, you find a secluded place and then you drop trowel. So even if you teach your kid that, just like, hey, man, most people don't want to watch you do this, so if you do have to go, and there's nowhere to go, find a secluded place. I mean, my God, my kid, when he was like three, at this point, my parents lived on Whidbey Island, I think it was, Bainbridge Island, and we're outside, and they had pretty big property surrounded by trees, all right? My kid had to pee, so I'm going to take him inside. Even my mother goes, man, just tell him to go pee in the trees, you know, like any normal dude does. So I'm like, hey, man, you can go pee out here. He's like, no, I'm not going to pee out here. I don't. Just the idea, frankly, it bugged him, okay? So maybe 6 months later, it occurred to him that, provided the circumstances correct, disappear behind a tree, all right? You can pee outside if you need to pee outside. Chicks do it. Dudes do it. It's just what happens. But now we're back at my place. We're in the basement playing video games or something. There's a bathroom, honest to God, 5 feet away from where we're playing video games. And I see him walk up to the sliding glass door, opens it up, walks out in the yard, rips down his pants. And I'm like, whoa, no. You don't pee outside all the time, man. And so to me, it's just kind of the thing of like if a kid's pooping outside, I get it depending on extenuating circumstances, right? It's the same reason you see an adult pooping behind a tree. I understand what's going on in your world, brother. But it's the same thing I tried to say to my kid. Like, look, you can go into the trees and pee if there's a bathroom not readily available. But when there's a bathroom literally in front of you, in fact, it's... If you're facing the TV, you can see the toilet. Like, go use the toilet. Oh, yeah. I'm not telling you to go outside. I'm saying if when you're outside you need to go, maybe you can find a place to go. And don't just stand in the middle of the yard doing it.
There was a guy that used to live in my neighborhood. He spent a lot of time out in front of a business that was just down the street from me. All right. And
was this a street person or a normal person?
Yeah, street person.
Okay.
And he played the bongos. And he was just one of those guys.
I know who it is. Yeah.
That's how he made his money out there. But he would... There was a small walkway in between the business and another establishment that was kind of fenced in. So basically, the walkway that was fenced on both sides was the size of a sidewalk.
Okay.
So maybe 3-4 feet across. But it was adjacent to a building that did not have any windows on that side. And the other side was kind of dumpsters.
Typical stuff.
Good place to you know, duck in there.
Good is in quotation marks, but understood.
But when he laid it down on the concrete, man... It was, apparently, it was some stuff. So I can just remember this. And this would piss off a lot, because that was also a place where people lived. And the owner of the place, you could smell it from, you could smell it before I rounded the corner. I mean, it was that strong. And the guy who owned the place, I won't say his name, but whatever, he'd walk outside, man, and I'd be walking around the corner because he was always outside sweeping. He had the door open. It was an establishment. Sure. And he'd walk outside and go, God damn it, Salazar. And then the next thing you know, he's got his hose. You know, and he's out there. He's like, you would not believe this. Look at the size of this thing. I'm just like, oh, my God, dude. And he would do this on a daily basis. And it just...
The same spot?
So he put up a camera because he kept denying that he was doing it.
Well, of course.
Right? So he put up a camera and said, come on in here. Is this you the last 7 days? And he's like, well, maybe, man.
Maybe. He's like, maybe it was.
It's been always been you. But the thing is, you're out in front of my building, my place of business all the time. I know it's you.
Right.
Like, I know you're the one ducking in there. He's like, no, yeah. Man, it wasn't me, man. I would never do that to you, man.
Think about it. So this guy invested money in a camera just to prove... that you're the guy that keeps pooping.
He keeps pooping. The serial pooper.
That is not what I want to spend money on.
No.
You know what I mean?
And you already know it's him.
But
he's going to deny it.
Everybody knew. Because people would try to talk to him about it because he'd be hanging out with other guys and then he would disappear in there. And be like, Salazar, man, quit doing that in there. Screaming at him from across the street. You know the other person I'm talking about, probably screaming at him from across the street.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's just,
Mm-hmm. I mean, if you're going to do it outside, again, the whole thing about doing it outside, like, try to hide it somewhere where not everyone has to see it.
Right.
Right? They're down by the Amazon buildings in South Lake Union. It's a couple of years ago, but there was a massive one that had hit the wall. Same, it's kind of an alley, but it's not even a secluded alley. It's just literally a driveway between two buildings. So when you look at it, I mean, the entire public walked by here, right? You're never really secluded, but somebody probably late at night. They laid one down and hit the wall, but there was a massive pile sitting next to the dumpster, right? And I remember looking at this, and I'm talking to someone, and I said, I feel so bad for the guys that have to clean this up. About 2 days later, it's still there. Day three, no one cleaned it up. They just physically moved the dumpster in front of it.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Here's another one for you.
Right. I don't know. Even as a janitor, if somebody had pooped, like, behind the building or in front of, like...
Right, like, you know.
Yeah, man. I don't know about that. I might have just waited for it to rain.
Yeah, something. So, I want cash in my hand to go deal with this.
Rented a couple kayaks a nice Saturday afternoon in August. It was warm enough to get into the water in the canal.
All right.
I actually went swimming, got on the dock, did all that stuff. Going down the Fremont Canal, and if you're going down the Fremont Canal toward Ballard, and you're still in Fremont, on the Fremont Burke-Gilman Trail, there is a little dock that comes down. It's a little ramp. And there's just a small pier there. It's not really a pier. It's just kind of like a place where you can sit there and watch the boats go by and everything else. But it's got railing on it. There's a top rail and there's a middle rail that are metal. Now, I'm canoeing that direction. And there's just this bare ass that's sticking in between the two rails and hanging. I'm like, look at this guy mooning everybody. You know, like, what is this guy doing? And the next thing I know, I see a plop in the water.
Oh, no.
Now, this is like... 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Keep in mind, I just dipped into the water. You know what I mean? To get nice and cool off a little bit. It's hot, man. I'm just looking. There's this bare ass hanging between two rails. I'm like, is he mooning? What is he? And I'm like, oh.
Oh, no.
He's taking a crap right in the canal.
Damn, man.
And I thought to myself, well, is that the worst place to do it? Like, the more I thought about it, like,
But on that trail, are there trees? Are there places you can hide?
No.
You
can be down by the water, but that was...
I mean, in theory, that's better, I guess, than just putting it on the trail.
Sure,
it just sucks because you're just in the water.
Right. But his ass is just hanging off. Right. I mean, the plops are dropping like 5-6 feet. So I was just like... And then right when I went by is when he had his grand finale, so his feet.
Oh, no.
So he finally got it all out of him. I was like, oh, my God.
That's not always the thing, too. To me, it just matters what kind of BM you're having.
Sure.
What was your most memorable bathroom experience? 206-803-ROCK.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Our question, what was your most memorable bathroom experience? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Cheyenne. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
So,
I've hung out with a few bands backstage at a few shows. And once when I was living in Portland, I was hanging out behind the Roseland Theater with a couple of bands that let's just say you guys have played on the station. And my belt was loose and I really had to go to the bathroom, and I started running for the porta potty. And you guys may remember that I'm in a walker. And consequently of my kind of starting to run, I lost my pants in the middle of downtown Portland and had to have help pulling them up. And then got to the bathroom eventually.
Were you that drunk that you needed help pulling them up?
No. It was just a balance thing where, like, I was just, trying to pull them up at the same time. Didn't want to fall to make it worse.
Well, I can ask, even with you, you're using a walker. I mean, does that help with people not thinking you're drunk?
No, it does not.
Okay.
All right. Here's the good news with your story, Cheyenne. If you're in the middle of downtown anywhere with no pants on, Portland is the one place where most people wouldn't even give you a second look. If I had to walk honest to God, if someone said, look, you lost a bet, you have to walk in your underwear through downtown, I'd be like, if I can pick Portland, I'm fine with that.
No one's going to give you a second look.
Nothing's unusual about that.
Even if you're naked. I mean,
it doesn't matter.
I follow this thing on Twitter, what the F Portland.
Yeah.
And 25-30% of the videos they show are just random people walking down the street naked.
And they're not, like, doing anything.
No,
they're just
walking down the street naked.
They'll have, like, a Target bag, and you're wondering, like, did they go to Target naked? Like, you just don't know.
They could have got clothes, but they probably didn't.
Mm-hmm.
What was your most memorable bathroom experience? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Dave. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, rock on, bicholas.
Hola.
Funny coincidence about the story about Bainbridge Island. I actually live on Bainbridge, and my kid does the same thing, thinking he can pee anywhere if he finds a bush. because he learned
it must
to pee
be Bainbridge.
Pretty much anywhere over on Bainbridge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the one place my kid wouldn't do it.
So my story is really more about what happened on the way to the bathroom. This was Mother's Day weekend. Remember, weather was really nice, so I took my lady out for a little booze cruise, and we're coming back into the marina, and I had to take a crap, and it's getting pretty severe. So I'm like, I'll be good because there's a bathroom at the marina. So we get there, and my wife she grabs her bag or whatever, heads up to the car. I'm just cleaning the boat up real quick. I bent over to pick something up. And I guess the pressure on my bowels produced an unwanted feel, a little ball down there. So I'm like, oh, Jesus. So I go up to the bathroom and sit down on the toilet. And there's about a 2 or 3 tablespoon size a ball of turd right there in the middle of my shorts. It had already kind of looked like someone spread chocolate pudding in my shorts.
Oh, come on.
And that's the thing. A little dab will do you if it happens in your pants.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And I don't know why it didn't totally dissipate, but there's still that little ball. So I grabbed some toilet paper, grabbed it, and threw that in the toilet and did the best to clean my shorts up. But it smelled bad, like it's an adult, poop. So
for sure.
I grabbed a bunch of paper towels. We got back to the car, and I'm laying the paper towels down on the driver's seat. My wife isn't even paying attention to what's going on. She's still not. I think she's on her phone or something. And
uh-oh.
How he's going?
And his phone died. Look, man, so far, I've gotten close, right? But just doing this show, and all the years that we have been doing this show of hands, how many times have you farted, like, during the show? And then, like, no one else even knew you farted. It's not one of those. And you think to yourself, I don't know if I just pooped myself.
Maybe. Right. Maybe a handful.
Yeah. I'm saying probably at least 3 times that I can remember. Just doing the show, right? Like, you just fart right now. And sure, you don't want to say anything. You just keep talking. But you kind of, you shift your weight in the chair a little bit. And all you can think is, did I just poop myself?
But your bowels are a lot more active than ours. I mean, you fart on average 15 times a show, 20 times a show.
Sure.
That's a lot of pushing. Like, I don't sit in a chair.
But there's no push. I mean, it just, they're going to happen. So, it's not a
jailbreak.
I'm opening the door. Yeah.
I think the conversation we have more is sometimes I'll be like, yeah, I wasn't sure, so I just sat down to pee.
Yeah.
Exactly. I was afraid to fart while I was at the urinal. Mm-hmm. Or like sometimes I'll come in here and look at Mike like, I just went in there to wipe. I was good. But you know, like when you're not sure.
But sometimes you go in and you're not good. Like you go in because you're like, man, I need to wipe my ass, right? I have not pooped. It's not like that. But like we're doing the show. I did this fart. It just didn't feel right. You go in, you wipe yourself. You're like, okay, that was close. That's as close as you can get. One of my favorite moments, we had Duff McKagan in studio. Legendary Duff McKagan. Came in with his very wonderful wife. I don't remember what we were talking about. And Ted was noticeably quieter during the interview. We had no idea. It was just, you know, whatever. He didn't give it a lot of thought. Just, you know, it's Duff. Duff's cool with us. We're cool with him. So you get chattier when you're familiar with people. And Ted was just quieter than usual. No big deal. Whatever. We finish the interview. We take a picture. Miles and I go out and smoke. Come back up. And Ted's like, man, I was holding the poop so bad for the whole interview. But I didn't want to say, like, hey, I'll be right back, Duff. Mm-hmm. Give me a second.
Because we had done it like before the show, and I'm sitting here like sweating. But same thing, I was afraid to move.
I would not have known if you didn't tell me. Just like, I had to poop, man.
What was your most memorable bathroom experience? 206-803-RUN.
But I love Duff. He's such a nice guy.
That's what I mean.
But during that whole interview, it's like anything else. When you got to go, you got to go. And I'm like, when is this going to be over?
Like you didn't say anything. It's like, huh, that's weird. Hello, Brandon. Welcome to the men's room.
Boo, bitches.
Boo.
All right, gentlemen. So this story was about 10 years ago. Went through and just got done working. Went to a Denny's, decided to go ahead and grab something to eat, you know, afterwards. And, you know, it's about 10 o'clock at night, Friday night. So everybody's there, you know, hanging out. I go to, you know, go take a piss. And next thing I know, I, you know, washing my hands and doing all that fun stuff. And next thing I know, I look over and see a note on the paper towel dispenser. That says, there's a pair of shorts on top of here. There's a guy in the stall. He lost a bet. He has to go out of the restaurant in a diaper and like a little tiny t-shirt because he lost the bet. And so I was like, oh, man, there's no way. So I look on top. There is for sure a pair of shorts. And about 2 seconds later, here, hey, can you hand me my shorts? I'm like, no freaking way. He is actually in there. So we go to our, you know, I go back to my table, I tell everybody about it, and one of our buddies goes, I think he's getting ready to come out. I just heard him open the bathroom stall. So we go out there and we're like, oh man, we're waiting for this. And next thing I know, he comes out, you know, barely pops the door open and goes, is anybody there? And starts dipping the moment he sees all of us. And sure enough, he was in a diaper and a super tiny t-shirt. Almost looked like he had a binky on, too. I was like, all right, that's something I'll never forget.
Yeah, I guess not, man.
Yeah, I would never take that bet.
Right, and the chance that I lose this bet, I am not
probably
taking
not
that bet.
Good. No.
I like that, though. That's awesome, man. Hey, man, can you hand me my shorts?
I'm not touching your underwear.
No chance.
What was your most memorable bathroom experience? 206-803-ROCK.
To read this from the text line, it says, I was fixing a toilet on a ship with a laptop. I don't know how it works, but that's the deal. It says, I reverse flushed the wrong toilet. There was someone on that toilet. I reverse flushed so hard it put poop circles on the ceiling.
Oh,
now,
wow.
Think about the dude sitting on, I don't care what you're doing on the toilet. You do not expect it to reverse flush.
No.
Right? And basically just give you an enema while you're sitting on the toilet. That had to be. Well, and so when you do that, do you approach the guy that you reverse flushed it on and say, hey, man, my bad. I was fixing the toilets. I hit the wrong one. Or do you just stay anonymous?
I don't think you let anybody know that you were doing anything.
I'm staying anonymous. Yeah, I wouldn't say a word.
And then I'd there's be this, pissed.
This is why no good deed goes unpunished. It says my sister found $800 in cash in a Burger King bathroom. Turns out someone was wearing bib overalls, not the best place to store your vacation money. Well, she returned it and got $1 as a reward.
$1.
You found $800. You could have not said anything. You did the right thing, and you got what? That makes it worse to me.
What was your most memorable bathroom experience? 206-803-RUN.
Is a dollar.
I'd feel better if you gave me nothing. So.
Yeah, exactly.
Hello, Patrick. Welcome to the men's room.
Salutations, canines of the female persuasion.
Hola.
How's it going, boys?
Doing great.
So this story is from probably my first or second year in the Navy. I was standing watch in the middle of the night, and I was on the top of a floating dry dock. So our submarine's in the middle, and I'm roving around it, you know, keeping watch for the terrorists or whatever we do. Anyway, we're in a tropical place. I won't name it, but routinely we would look over the side to look for small boats or swimmers or whatever and see tiger sharks. And they're just there hunting because the lights are there and the fish are there, and it's that's a good spot for them.
How big do tiger sharks get? Are they get like 10 feet somewhere around there? Yeah.
They're big.
Okay. Yeah, tiger sharks get very big.
Okay. All right.
Right. So middle of the night, it's probably 2 or 3 in the morning, and you know those movements that just kind of hit you in the gut and you cramp and you can't walk?
Yep.
And you know you're not going to make it. So my only option is to take off my pistol, set it down, take off my rifle, set it down, all of which are very big no-nos, and then drop trowel, hang my butt off the side of the dry dock, and let her rip, Tater Chip.
And what is the shark's response?
I wasn't looking down, mostly for fear of heights, not so much for the fear of sharks.
Okay, all right.
How high were you up?
Probably about 35, 40 feet.
I don't think I can hang my ass over a 40-foot cliff.
But man, even with that kind of gut hit.
It was that bad.
Oh, my.
No, you're not supposed to take off your pistol or your rifle, but given the situation, would they have... Look, I had to poop. I pooped. Would they say keep your rifle and pistol on anyway?
There probably would have been a severe ass chewing, but no real disciplinary action because of the nature of the emergency.
Okay, that's what I was wondering. Like, look, guys, I can leave it on. It's not that, but I had to poop. It just seems like, for safety reasons, I wonder. Last thing I want to do is shoot myself while I'm pooping.
It also makes a difference when it's hot, humid, you're sweaty.
It does. And you know,
I don't know why, but it's just such a much worse situation when you're using the bathroom.
And it's hard to get going.
You think so?
I do.
When it's hot and humid? I feel like it makes...
If it's a porta potty.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Yeah, well... Right, and generally, if I'm in a porta potty, it's somewhere crowded, it's a concert or something.
Of course, right?
There's a bunch of people around, you're just like, oh, my God. And then it's like, all you want to do is poop, but then you're sitting in there sweating.
And it is... You're right. At a porta potty, it's the worst. Actually, years ago, we were in San Francisco. Where were we, man? I can't remember what we were trying to find, but it was like 4 of us. And there was... Do we have to get the combination to unlock the porta potty? There was basically everyone had to go to the bathroom. I don't know if everyone had to poop, but we had to pee, whatever. And there's no easy place to disappear to pee in downtown San Fran, right? I mean, there's houses everywhere, all this. But there's something under construction. There's a porta potty. Didn't we, like, approach the construction worker or something?
We got in there. We got in there, yeah.
I think we had to get the code or something.
I was gonna say, most of them have a lock on them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that's what it was. There was a lock, but I want to say we found the guy that's working construction.
He's had keys on top.
Oh, that's right.
Keys on top.
And we're just like, look, brother, please. Because there's 4 of us. And like, man, look, I'll pee outdoors anywhere. But like, there's no place to do it where you're not just in public view. And yeah, so he was good. But he still had that wary eye on us. Mm-hmm. Like, dude, what do you think we're doing? We're not shooting up. We really got to go.
No. But even at that, like, it's just tough. If you don't know somebody and they just want to poop in your house.
Well, I'm not in your house.
But for those guys, that's their job site. They're used to their rear ends on the bottom of it.
I know.
Their smells. So even though it's just 4 random dudes who obviously aren't homeless, I'd still be like, all right, go ahead.
I mean, yeah, I think the desperation on our faces, like, brother, seriously, please, man, please let us use that.
What was your most memorable bathroom experience? 206-803-ROCK. I still think about the time where I turned around and look and see what I've done, and my glasses just fell right in there.
Bad, I still think about the look on that guy's face in Brick, New Jersey when he let me blow up his bathroom.
I've never pooped in a stranger's house. I pooped in a stranger's house, but not with that being the only activity there. You know what I mean? Like, there are people where this is the first time I'm meeting them, I've pooped in their house, and then, like, the party goes on, but not just, can I please use your bathroom?
Well, I mean, that's I knocked on the door to sell something.
I know.
And then said, man, you please, can you let me in? I've been telling that story, right? That was 19... Right, I'm 42 now, so it's like 21 years ago.
Somewhere, 23.
23, yeah. I'm terrible at math. Like, I tell the story and it's funny on the air. I bet that guy his family probably still tells that story in horror.
Never answer the door again.
They're still angry about it. And the son of a bitch walks into my house.
And Brick's a tough town.
Yeah, man, yeah.
Were you aware of the courtesy flush at this point?
You know, I don't know, because I was 19. It was that job where I was dropping a deuce with a bunch of other sales guy, door-to-door sales guy, and somebody said, Jesus, man, courtesy flush. And I went, what is that? And he's like, flush as soon as you poop.
Right.
So, Miles, that's a good question. I don't know.
Right, where the timeline
was. This was probably the same trip, because we were up in that New York, New Jersey office. I don't know. I mean, trust me, it was bad. I ran out of there scared.
And the thing is, though, it's hard to courtesy flush in a typical residence because the toilet takes so long to refill.
Mm-hmm. And all, yeah, but they're, so you flush, they're there, so they know, like, everyone okay, knows not coming
you're
out yet.
You're still in. Right, and somehow it just adds to right, the embarrassment. You know, like, I would
how many times is he going to flush the toilet?
Like, you public bathroom, no problem, right? You flush the toilet, it just goes shoop, shoop. It's done. All right, and you can do it again. But any residential neighborhood, man, you flush the toilet, and it's like this three-minute wait, waiting for the bowl to fill up. You're still in their bathroom. You know they know you're in the bathroom. And once you do the double flusher, now everyone knows what you did.
Yeah, and it depends on the friends.
Certain friends, if it's Miles' place, like, bro, you don't want to go in there, right? No problem. I'm not embarrassed by this, but if I'm being introduced, I don't know, Miles' mother's house, we're in West Virginia, like, I'm going to be in there for 10 minutes because I'm going to wait for it to refill. I can't just walk out, look at his mom, and say, ooh,
right, if I'm at
I dropped
cousin,
the heater there.
If I'm at my cousin Tom's, right? He's got kids, his wife, Emily. I've spent the night there. I'll be like, all right, I got to take care of some business.
Right.
Now, if I was at Emily's family's house, I'd be like, it's oh, God, so, yeah, let's so just different. Get this down to one flush.
I always say, love the question you get where, you know, it's someone you don't know well, or maybe you do know them well, but it's kind of the first time they're at your place, and there's multiple people in your establishment, and it's such the telltale question. Hey, man, do you have another bathroom? Because there's always the bathroom everyone knows
uses.
That they
yeah.
can use, right? No problem. But
I'm
once
talking about
say,
the farthest one yeah. away from the current area.
Had a different bathroom? I'm like, oh, man. And then you don't even want to tell him, like, how bad is it?
My brother's got a basement bathroom. I go down there and use it all the time.
Really? That's the one?
Yeah. I just don't, because, again, everything, there's a bathroom in the entryway to the home. That's the one that people use on the main floor.
That, no, that's not good.
I don't want to, I don't feel like I should do that where people are just randomly going in there to wash their hands.
Right, before dinner. Yeah. See, the thing about your place, man, and again, because I know you, it doesn't bug me, but if I'm a stranger in your house, because your toilet is right next to the kitchen,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean? Like, man, you're in there cooking. You know, people want to eat. You have the little bar set up, or maybe they're sitting there, and it's like, man, the bathroom's right there. One, the sound.
Yeah.
You know, like, I can't go in there.
I'll tell you,
I
got to use the one upstairs, man. The new exhaust fans I got put in there are so powerful that when I'm sitting on the toilet with the fan on, I can look underneath the door to the bathroom and watch the dust roll into the bathroom.
Really?
It's
that
sucked, trying to be sucked into the air.
And see, the key is...
So the damn thing works. It's humming.
I turn on the exhaust fan every time, whether you're peeing or pooping. That way, no one's quite sure what you're doing.
I do the same thing, dude.
Because I'm like,
time.
If you only turn on the fan, then everyone knows what you're doing. Right?
Yeah.
So just turn it on every time. No one can quite
figure
it out.
I use these little small things of incense from my bathroom, too.
Okay.
And I do the same thing. Even if I just pee, I light one up, just get it going.
What was your most memorable bathroom experience? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Kellen. Welcome to the men's room.
Que pasta SpaghettiOs.
Oh, yeah.
Is everybody going to rhyme something today?
I know. Que pasta SpaghettiOs. Okay, there's no rhyme.
It's the last guy saying he dropped it off a deck, potato chip or something.
Yeah.
I was just like, all right.
It's Dr. Seuss Day, man.
All right.
Okay, so this story takes place in Elkridge, Maryland.
Oh, wow. All right.
And so you may know the exact place that I'm talking about. So me and my buddy Mark are in Lower Elkridge, right by Daniel's Biker Bar. And we're walking across a train bridge, and he's like, I really got to have a piss. I'm like, well, you're in the right spot for it. So he whips it out and starts pissing off this bridge and into traffic on Route 1. And all the guys that are at the biker bar, this is like the first nice day of the year. So everybody's at Daniel's, and he ends up pissing all over this guy and his girlfriend that are riding on this motorcycle.
Oh, no.
And the bar absolutely erupts with laughter. I'm like, man, let's get out of here. So we hightailed it through the woods, never saw any trouble from it. But I'll never forget it.
No.
But
no.
You said the guys in the bar laughed about it.
Yeah, because one or two reactions. Oh, yeah. You're going to get killed.
Right. I'd be like, thank God they're laughing.
The guy and the girl that we pissed on were definitely not that,
well, sure.
Not that happy about it.
They just probably thought they got spritzed. What was your most memorable bathroom experience? 206-803-ROCK.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds.
You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.